And well, Mike, over the last 20 years, because today is our 20th anniversary.
And before you play this, I want to tell you in honor of that, even though they surprised me with this today, that we are doing this all today.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened yet, but for you, for our anniversary, from me to you, I am in talks with Rocky Moselle to purchase you not one, but 20 individual stars.
What a tribute that is.
I want to name them all David.
That's nice.
I'll do that for you, Rob.
Thank you.
I'll look at them.
Thank you. For Larry David, of course.
Of course.
Stars for Larry David.
It's wonderful.
Now, here's a tape. Uh-huh. The earliest tape that we could find. I went through all the shoeboxes and all the stuff that Frida had kept and cataloged.
Mm-hmm.
And could not find a tape of our first show together, me and Mike, our first official show, which was on this date 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. This is a tape. Rob tells me that the time code is February 14th, 1986. So this is
very appropriate.
Valentine's Day, mm-hmm. almost 20 years ago.
Right.
It's the earliest tape of us doing a show together that we have.
Right.
Let's now listen to how bad we sucked. And see if we've made any progress at
all.
All
right.
I think, except for the fact that we've lost the whistles and we've just replaced them with stuff like this.
Homo! Yeah.
We still stink.
Okay.
But here we go, from 20 years ago. Here we go, 20 years ago.
The echo. All right.
I'm sorry.
Any divorced people there?
Hey, anybody divorced? Yes, there is. There's two of them.
Listen to that woman.
Yeah, she's excited.
You know what they say about divorcees?
Yeah, they're
hot to trot.
8:30. Hold on a second, will you? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hold on, please.
Okay,
we'll be right back. David Haynes is next.
Mikey, if it's the open safe at the convention center, don't miss it. Diamonds. Glistening
diamond an hour.
Every hour.
Just listen for the touchstones and call in to win at 432-WAVA. You supply the hearts and flowers, and we'll be supplying the diamonds in minutes. On all hit 105.
WABA
32.
David Haynes is here.
David Divorced Haynes.
He's been getting phone numbers all morning writing
from
them down.
These gals. Yeah. Let me tell you, any of you gals in here got the hots for David Haynes?
Huh?
Mrs. Patton does.
Boy, really a lot of enthusiasm there. She
Dave,
goes, sure.
Dave, I think you want to stay away from Mrs. Patton, though.
Yeah. Looks like trouble to me, David.
If you want my honest opinion on this.
Well,
are
maybe
you dating anybody? You are, really? Who are you dating?
Pardon?
Who are you? Can you step up to the mic for a minute? Who are you dating?
This was back when the magic of our show was simply having like 40 people in the room who would laugh like hyenas no matter what was said.
Now you're down to one.
Yeah. Now we're down to one bad monkey.
Bad monkey.
Big bad monkey.
Big-headed bad monkey.
Gong.
As the Osmonds sing, one bad monkey. Don't spoil the whole bunch. Oh, sidebar?
Yes.
The dumbest radio King Kong promotion I heard this weekend.
What? There'll be a million of them.
On Oldies 100, we're driving around, turned on, the guy goes, it's a King Kong weekend on Oldies 100. Whenever you hear a song by Elvis Presley, call in and win King Kong tickets. And for a moment, I was caught off guard, and then I thought, oh, because Elvis is the king of rock and roll. So it's the King and Kong weekend.
Oh, they had to stretch that.
Yeah.
They had to stretch for that.
Mrs. Patton does.
Boy, really a lot of enthusiasm there.
Dave,
she goes, sure.
Dave, I think you want to stay away from Mrs. Patton, though.
Yeah. Looks like trouble to me, David.
If you want my honest opinion on this.
Well, are you dating anybody?
So what is the setup here? We have women in the studio.
It's Valentine's Day.
Naked.
I think it's...
They're not naked.
David's right. They're all naked.
I think you have divorcees in for Valentine's Day.
Debbie, who are you dating right now?
JR.
As in Ewing. Not
JR Ewing.
Everybody's a comedian.
Thank you, Sue Ellen. Now, here is David Haynes.
Happy Valentine's Day, Washington. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls out there in Radio Land, here he comes wearing his diapers for Valentine's Day, Maurice the Cupid.
Maurice, you're not self-conscious about being almost naked in front of all these people?
Oh, well, you know, I'm what you might describe as an exhibitionist.
Last night in the NBA, the Bullets dropped one to Golden State, 109-105. The Bullets meet Seattle Saturday night. Now, the Caps were off last night. They travel to L.A. tomorrow night.
See what I mean about everybody just laughing? Uh-huh. Mike's doing the fag thing.
Right.
This is 20 years ago with a guy named Maurice Butkus. But there's just all the nervous laughter just in the room. What's wrong?
It was funny stuff.
Yeah. I don't really hear a difference.
In college ball, Maryland slipped by North Carolina State 67-66.
You've slipped by North Carolina State, haven't you?
A couple of times when I went to the dorms. GW 76,
oh, the drum.
West
There's
Virginia
the drum.
75. And coming up Sunday, it's the 25th anniversary of the George Washington Birthday Marathon in Greenbelt, one of my favorite towns. Now, this week, ladies, I've been talking about those popular teddies. Today, the tip is even better. Get naked.
Maurice.
Are you ready? Yes, siree. That's sports. Back to you, you beastie, David.
WAVA Washington.
Used to hate those transitions.
For Valentine's Day, mild, low 24. Then what about the weekend? Saturday, sunshine, breezy, high 36. Sunday, partly sunny, high 45. This morning, temperatures, BWI 15, Dallas 13, Nashville 21 degrees now, in America's greatest city, at 21, 21 in front of 9, I am David Haynes, 105 W.
You had better believe it's big.
AVA.
Thank you, David. Don O'Don.
What, Maurice?
I've got a tip for all you divorcees. Can you all hear me back there?
Yeah.
All right, my tip for you guys, if you're having trouble with your marriage, try driving on the other side of the road.
Maurice.
That's just my little feedback for you, okay?
What do you mean by that?
I'm not going to go into any detail. I think they can figure it out. Right, fellas?
Maurice, you're losing your diaper.
Oh, I'm...
Oh,
yes, sirree. I love to show things.
It's 8:39 with the new Morning Zoo.
I know what you're thinking. It's pretty freaking good.
You might be thinking to yourself, how did it last 20 years?
It's pretty freaking good.
It holds up, as they say.
Yeah, I do, Buzz. And incidentally, this...
Yes.
This is every time I'm turning the microphone on.
Right.
So it's like I'm waiting for this goddamn record to end even 20 years ago, and it won't end.
I like the music.
Paul, hit 105 WAVA, Whitney Houston, 8:43 at the New Morning Zoo with Don and Mike.
I have to say this is one of the wackier mornings we've ever had.
I love you.
Thanks, darling.
I love you as a brother, man.
This is gonna be...
How many records do you think we were playing an hour?
Oh, back then?
8?
10?
At the beginning?
Yeah, at the beginning we were playing a lot. It
12.
Was like, it was like a whittling process.
It's 12 at the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me for living. Where do you work, Marcy?
I work downtown D.C.
Is there anybody else there besides you?
Oh, we have a wide variety of people here all ages.
What is this now? Is this another
back
day?
To the beginning?
Oh, this is the beginning. You have two tracks in that one really short
blip. Hold on. Here we go. Let me go to track number 2.
And you got to be laid back like I was. Yes, sir. Sometimes people thought that I wasn't even in the room. I was so cool. So
Bing Crosby.
Wow.
Yeah. The Deucer, Steve Doocy. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Steve. Hey, seriously, and you know, we're not serious with too many people, you knucklehead. That was really nice last night, and thank you very much.
Well, what's that?
That was... I was playing with my dinger for you.
Oh, I knew that. Wait a minute. Let me do that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, listen, it was great. As soon as it ran, like the phone lit up, we had CMP install 8.
Now, what is this about, Rob?
I think we did a telethon.
No, this was, and he sort of backsells it later in the segment. He did a segment where he filmed you and Frida and Bart at your house.
Ah.
Like a lifestyles thing.
Feature on TV.
15 extra incoming lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I believe that.
Well, you know, it's Mr. Media, of course.
To extra large.
Now, let me, a couple of questions.
Sure.
Does Dave Marish hate me?
No, but he's here. He wants to talk about that hair comment.
Oh, Mike O'Mara said that
you
he
did
had.
Too, buddy. You did too. Don't lay it off. Don't palm it off on me, man.
We think he's got hair like on 90% of his body. Is that true?
How much of the earth is covered with water?
Okay, Steve Doocy.
Hey, listen, you know, last night when Bart started, like, grabbing at me,
uh-huh.
and Frida said, don't touch him, or you said, don't touch him, and Frida said, because you don't know where he's been.
Right.
Well, I've got a list of where I've been.
It's always good to know that.
Listen to us laughing like monkeys.
Because it was TV. Remember how we used to get so excited about TV?
It's Steve Doocy from, you know him now, he's on the Fox Morning Show.
Right. TV was everything to us.
Sure. And, you know, my God, if they came out to do, if Rob said they came out to do a thing on Frida and Bart, it
right.
would be like J.O. City.
Sure.
You know, and us just climbing in this guy's prostate.
Yeah, I know.
Laughing like monkeys.
Steve.
Oh, my God.
Don and I carry that list with us also.
Where Steve Doocy's been or where we've been?
Where we've been, because people always want to know.
Now, listen, Steve was calling because we had that guy who called who got his feeling knocked out in the pothole.
Yeah, on 395 by the Capitol.
Now, Steve, do you think he was kidding or do you think that really happened?
I don't know. It sounded awfully, it sounded like a regular guy, because next week we're going to do Lifestyles of the Rich and Filling List.
So listen, you with the pothole and the filling, if that was true, call us back,
right.
and here's your chance to be on TV.
The laughing, the drum in the background.
Yeah. About the pothole.
Steve, I have to tell you, I really appreciate you mentioning my name. I mean, it really thrilled me to death.
Who is this, John Norman?
Steve Doocy,
who is our producer? Is that John Norman?
No, John Norman.
John Nolan.
John
Nolan,
Norman is the guy who works with us now.
Our John, first was that John Nolan?
Yes. Our first producer was John Nolan, Johnny Metro.
Ah.
Do you remember that? That's the radio name.
Isn't Johnny Metro what he changed his name to after he left us?
No.
Or did we call him Johnny
he
Metro?
He was Johnny Metro.
You know, when they leave, I black him out.
Right. Who was the girl that was here last week?
I'm gone.
Right.
It was there. If you'd asked me last Friday, I might have remembered.
There was a girl?
Yeah.
Seriously, last night. Wonderful girl. And that'll be every Thursday on Channel 4 Live at 5, right?
Your feature.
Absolutely. Misfits of broadcasting.
All right, listen. Hold on. We're going to have you talk to John Nolan. And if that guy calls back, then we'll get you in touch with him.
Hey, Don, you guys were great. Thanks very much for helping us out over here at Live at 5-Ski.
5-Ski. Don't go changing.
Okay, to try to please me.
Thank you, Steve.
You bet.
Hold on a second. Bye. That's Steve Doocy.
Yeah. A great American.
Tremendous. Tremendous. What a nice stroke last night. 9:39, and it's time now for the oldie game, What's the Next Line? And today it's a good one.
Oh, no.
It's fun to watch your face as different bits come up on this tape.
What's the next line, Mike?
It's amazing how many cells I've killed over the years.
Mama don't dance.
And your daddy.
Don't rock and roll.
Yeah.
My Loggins and Messina, listen, won't you please? That's an easy one.
I know it.
That's an easy one. 432-9282. If you know the next line, dial recklessly now. Let's listen one more time.
Question for you.
Yes.
When do you start doing the sports on Channel 4?
Shh. Oh, I'm sorry.
Shh.
I blew it.
Shh.
The secret's out.
You know who does that the weekends?
Who?
Donnie Simpson.
Really?
Yeah.
Another radio guy.
I could do better than that.
Why don't you give it a try?
You know what job I'd really like, though? You know who else called? Along Steve Doocy, nice guy. Another nice guy in Washington TV is Bernie Smilovitz.
Bernie is a nice guy.
Who's going to Detroit.
We love TV. And we were nice to all the TV people.
You had dreams and aspirations.
What it was really inside of us was that we hated him. What we're doing now, the way we talk about TV people, is the way we talk about TV. We talked about TV people in the office back then. We just didn't do it on the air.
Kiss their ass. Bernie Smilovitz. What a piece of crap that guy was.
Really? Who called me last night and woke me up. Thanks, Bernie. But he called to say that he saw the thing and it was real good. Now, Bernie's leaving for that big megabucks job in Detroit, so that leaves open the Channel 5 thing.
I can see you there, man.
And we, as you know, we're close with Maury Povich now. We had him on the show.
Absolutely.
So maybe I'll be
just embarrassing.
And this radio station all in one fatal swoop.
No problem.
Baby, you're with me no matter where I go, okay?
I'll be, what am I doing, your makeup over
just
there?
Just like Maury Povich and Connie Chung, you can be my Connie Chung. What do you say? Nine.
I say painful.
40.
Wow. Wasn't that funny?
Sure was.
Shut up, everybody.
Wasn't it?
It's so nice that it's quieter now.
We'll go to the phones in a second.
Hey, Don, Mike, about that last comment, you're on your own.
Thank you, Alan.
There's been a breakthrough in the future of fitness.
Oh,
don't care. Every album, $1 off. It's Kept Mill Records $1 off
wow.
album sale.
There's a history lesson.
This guy. Only, so don't miss it. Pre-priced clearance albums not included.
What's the next line? Hello?
You hop into the back seat where you know it's nice and dark.
Hey! Right out of the chute.
Right.
Shocker.
What? What? What?
I've been trying for months to win this.
Well, hey, you got some zoo pillowcases. What's your name?
Were you? Hold on. Did we give her zoo pillowcases?
We gave Morning Zoo pillowcases with our faces. And some of those pillowcases are over 20 years old. Ferocious 20-year-old pillowcases.
What's your name? Where are you from? Your number one radio station is
WAVA.
Thank you.
Your mama don't dance and your dance.
Hit 105 WAVA. That's Robert Tepper, Bob Tepper. And No Easy Way Out. Did that guy with the fillings ever call back?
He has not called back yet.
432-9282. Sir, if you were not lying to us, and of course, if you were lying to us, we're going to come to your house and toilet paper it.
And we're going to take out all of your fillings.
And we're going to steal your little doggy, okay?
Yes, sir.
So if you really, really had a filling knocked out when you drove over a pothole, call us, because Steve Ducey from Channel 4 would like to put you on television.
He'll be on the tube talking about the pothole.
And take it from me, it's great being on TV.
You're a media star, multimedia star. Star print, radio, and then the next thing, films.
Films, that's my next move. 9:51, Don and Mike, we have got to get out of here now. We got the marching band in place.
Yeah!
The marching band, this is our first Friday marching band. Now, next week, we're going to have
this?
Even more.
Now, this is
I don't remember any of this.
Now, this part
we had
I do
a marching
remember.
Band?
No, this was something that a lot of stations do now, where they have like the Louie Louie thing, where they have a different high school marching band coming every week. 20 years ago, I'm sure it was not original on my part. I stole it from somebody, probably some guy like Dick Purton. We started having people come in with their instruments every week to play songs on Friday. You don't
but
remember
was
that?
Was it a full band?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus, was it I was? There?
Yeah, you're on this tape.
All right.
More people come by.
In fact, we might have a whole band down here.
We could have an actual whole band. And actually, we'd like you guys, maybe we could even go as far as to get uniforms for these guys and have them come on appearances with us.
You talk to the general manager about that.
No problem, baby.
You can do it.
We're being bought by a company from Indiana.
Dr. Schmooze.
So that's what we're working on. Band members, get ready to play. Mm-hmm. Hold on, stand by. But first, everybody in the band say, the zoo show is over.
The zoo show is over.
Did you say over?
Yes, they did.
Uh-huh.
Nothing is over until we decide it is.
It's over.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Hell no.
Hell no.
Remember we'd play this tape every day?
Yep.
I liked it. Because when the going gets tough.
Donald P. Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, the rest of the Morning Zoo crew live from the Nut Hut. Copyrighted features that may not be reproduced. And Lewis Myron Katzelberger is next.
A tough get going. Who's with me?
I'm with you.
Let's go. Come on.
Hi, and have a nice weekend. Please enjoy the weather. We'll be back Monday at 5:30. And now, the marching band. Guys.
You don't remember us doing this cutting-edge radio, Mike?
I don't remember the band. I remember the zoo show is over.
No, we did the band.
That. I still like that ending.
Every Friday we did that.
I like that ending.
The end of the week. Yeah.
I tell you what, if you like that ending as much as you did 20 years ago, talk to them now and try to get 60 seconds of time to play it.
Yeah, you're right.
I know what you're saying, that you would like to still play it today.
Yeah.
So would I. We did jump it on
our ass. We've had a series of different endings over the years, and that was one that I enjoyed a lot.
But now, this, I can't believe you don't remember.
And I block the stuff I don't like.
Bam.
Nice that they're playing taps. Nice they're playing taps on Friday morning. You had to like it.
I guess that's why we're laughing.
Right.
But we laughed at everything.
We did. Nervously.
Oh! I'm getting misty.
This time.
Yeah. I'm getting misty, too.
Look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree.
Hey, band members, thank you, really. I'm serious. That is great. Thank you for coming down. We'll see you all
next Friday. We'll be back on Monday. Luke Katz is next.
All Hit 105 WAVA plays the best new music in Washington.
Here's my second rate.
It's a good
DJ.
Voice, guys.
Now the first
there.
Choice of party planners for 11 years, 2829. And to see videos of Davis in action, ask for your invitation
Davis
to the
DJ.
Showcase at the beautiful Rockville Ramada Hotel, Route 28, Exit 270.
Wow.
261-2829.
Davis DJ.
Do you, pervert?
Hey, we didn't have our door shut.
No, we didn't.
So we have not officially left. We should say Lewis Myron Katzelberger, who baked some really fine cupcakes today.
Delicious chocolate
cupcakes.
He did
cupcakes. That.
That's
Lou,
the truth.
You're wonderful.
I've known
really
him a long time. In his last life, he was an old Jewish woman from Germantown.
A baker, right?
A baker. A candlestick maker. That's it for us. Have a nice weekend. 7 in a row or $10,000 next. And now, please, shut the door.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on.
Off to Chinese food. Off to make him open up the Chinese restaurant at 10 o'clock in the morning.
So we can eat our big, like, double helpings of Chinese food.
Okay, well, lots of people are calling about that, about how much we suck. So why don't we take a break, and we'll come back as we continue the 20th anniversary of the show. See how? Now, listen, come on. I know a lot of you listen. First of all, I know you listen. You tell us because nothing else is on.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of you listening because nothing else is on, you must admit we are slightly improved from 20 years ago when people listened because nothing else was on.
We are definitely slightly improved.
Yeah.
You think so?
There's no question in my mind that we are slightly improved.
I see the improvement.
From 20 years ago. I stand by that statement. I know however bold it may be.
Slightly improved from 20 years ago.
Definitely slightly improved.
Radio's Mike O'Mara.
You have improved. The equipment has stayed the same.
The equipment's the same crap we've been using for 20 years.
Thank you, Robbie Metro.
Oh, thank you.
Well, why don't we get the, you know, I've got a snare drum.
You have the duck call?
I could get a duck call.
I can get a horn.
It would only really count if it was the original duck call.
And how about you, Buzzy Buzzy? Because we used to always call him David Haynes.
David Haynes.
Right. More show coming right up. Stay right there.